This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back live at Gulfstream Park in beautiful Hallandale Beach, Florida. The $1 million Curling Florida Derby returns tomorrow, featuring a full day of live racing with 14 races on the card. First post, 11:30 a.m. Be here tomorrow for a big day of racing in South Florida. Let's start out the 3 o'clock hour with Cat Talk, Solana. Nice to have Jimmy back.
Hey, Jimmy's back. He was in Disney?
Yes, I went to Epcot.
Wow, very nice.
With a bunch of boys?
No.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my friends.
A bunch of boys?
But they were not all boys.
Oh, you had some bad ones with you?
No, they're my friends.
So they were boys.
They could still be bad ones.
I'm sorry. What you got, Solana?
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. They got bad ones at Hollywood Kia. So I saw Clay Ferrero of Local 10. He posted a video. Brad Marchand went through his morning skate today with the Cats. And it seems like all signs are pointing to him making his Panthers debut today.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I saw the NHL post a graphic like, debut tonight, question mark.
Yep.
They don't do that if they don't feel confident that it's going to happen.
Any props? Any Marchand props? On the Hard Rock app? Let's see here. I don't think he's going to get a ton of time. Let's see. Panthers tonight, minus 275 favorites over Utah. Let's see. Marchand, I don't see any props.
I do.
No.
I have him on mine. Over half a goal, plus 195.
I was looking more for like a points prop, but now I see it. Over a half point, and minus 145.
And points over a half is
minus 145.
Minus 145, under a half, plus 110.
Might have to do a little cross-sport parlay. A little Matt Mervis, Brad Marchand parlay.
I'm good on that. But you have fun, Hawk. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, right. Man, ain't played in a long time, Hawk.
All right.
I ain't want to mush you, but I can't go Marchand right now.
All right. Just for a point. Point. What about shot on goal? What's the shots on goal for Marchand? Over 2.5 at plus 120. Barney Miller's here. Barnett, Marchand, Marchand props tonight, making his Panthers debut. Look at that. Barney says, you know he's going to get at least a goal and an assist. That's a Bruins fan. That's a lifelong Bruins fan right there.
Barney got on Skechers.
Nothing wrong with Skechers.
I'll mess with you. Can Barney hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But Jimmy's wearing Skechers. He can't hear you.
Jimmy, you are the 80-year-old, 40-year-old that I love to just be around.
Not 40 yet.
Hawk, I was just checking to see if Zion Williamson was in action tonight.
And?
Because you could have a Matt Mervis, Marchand, and Zion parlay.
And?
Zion, his team is in action against the Warriors, but Zion is not listed. So I'm sure if I check the injury report.
Is he injured?
Wonder why.
Probably needs to wear Skechers.
See.
Take that weight off his heels.
Yeah, he's injured.
What happened?
Groceries.
Oh, they're playing the Warriors.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler over under 18.5.
When he misses games, they say groceries afterwards.
He's missed the last three games with back soreness.
Yeah, but wait. I mean, listen, the season's over. They're not. But wait till he's back, though.
Groceries.
Guaranteed triple-double.
Groceries. Cheez-Its.
Crowder, who gets back problems?
Fat people. Hulk, have you not? Now it's 6 years in.
He's been in the wrong situation. I've said it. I've been very clear about it. He is in the wrong situation. If Zion Williamson was somewhere other than the Pelicans,
where?
Who has no history, no kind of culture, if he was somewhere else where they demanded excellence and demanded athletes be in shape, he would be in a different spot.
So is that the Heat?
Yeah, for sure.
Where at? Like the Celtics? There's teams that Zion, because you said it, NBA MVP, and I'll agree with you, NBA MVP type talent.
Yes.
And I'm with you there. He's not going to work that hard to be that guy. So there are organizations that can make him the MVP of the league, make him SGA, make him Joe.
I mean, he's got to buy in as well.
He's not going to buy in. He's going to buy groceries.
He's got to buy in. You tell Alonzo Mourning. When Alonzo Mourning and Pat Riley are telling you, get it together, like you're going to be an MVP. You saw what we did for Shaq. You saw what we did for LeBron. You saw what we did for Jimmy Butler. Like, buy in. He buys in.
Every time I leave a Heat game, you have to ride up. You have to ride up with 8th Street, and you take that right. You go around. Then you have to get on 95 past the McDonald's. There's no way he's not getting something from that McDonald's.
Stop it. Ridiculous.
You have to pay to use the bathroom at that McDonald's. Just a random fact there.
Really?
Yeah.
I never stop because I just want to get on. I want to get back to Broward.
You have to pay or you have to be a customer in the McDonald's?
I think it's one of those where you have to put a quarter into the actual handle and then you get your quarter back.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep Gatorade bottles in my truck. I don't need to stop anywhere for the bathroom.
Was a quarter really a deterrent?
2025.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm a bum. I don't want to part with this quarter. Like, if you try to give a bum a quarter, they're going to throw it back at you anyway.
Yeah. You're right. I wouldn't. That wouldn't deter anyone.
That's a funny thing that you bring up, because yesterday I went to a coffee shop in the morning, and my fiance, the bill was like, I don't know, $7.48. And my fiance is like, oh, I have cash. She starts pulling out dollar bills. And it was wildly embarrassing because she's like scouring through her purse for dollar bills. I would have just tapped my phone. We would have been out of there. She hands them $8. They give us back 52 cents. And she's like, oh, here you go. She drops it in the tip jar. And I almost feel like that's more disrespectful.
It is.
To drop 52 cents in the tip jar.
Absolutely disrespectful. You have to put at least $2. I mean, that's got to be a keep the change. $7.48, you give them a 10. That's it.
But, like, it's still money.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just telling you, tip someone 52 cents or 48 cents. Like,
When I fly in from the airport, I don't know if I fly in from the airport. When I land in Fort Lauderdale, I go to a gas station a lot, and I go get, like, because I'm get home. You know, I get home at, like, 11 at night. So I go get, like, Gatorades or whatever I want to eat because I know my whole family's asleep, and they have a tip jar, and I just tell them, don't worry about it. So it can be $14.20. I'm gonna give them a 20. I'm gonna give them a $20 bill. So now you're getting a $6 tip.
Oh, what's if going on? Hold on, I gotta see because I got the I have the nine here.
If it's 1980, I'm still giving them a 20.
The eight looks like the eight got that one in the fifth at Gulfstream. The eight. Did you have it, Barney?
You had the eight.
You had the eight. Look at that.
6, 10, 11.
Mm. I had the nine. Because his name was Dover, and Crowder had mentioned Dover Soul the other day.
6, 10, 11.
So that's all it took, Hawk?
At $9 on this ticket left, and I looked at the names of the horses. I saw Dover. It was the biggest long shot, too. Would have paid a pretty penny. But there's a reason he went off at 40 to 1.
I don't know. Run these beautiful. I don't think so.
You won?
10 hit it?
No, 10 didn't win.
Listen, me and my
wife. Asia's as confused as Crowder.
You see why we've been married 15 years.
The 8 won.
Oh,
there comes the 10. Oh, look at that. She's right. The 10 got it. You got a big ticket here. Look at that. Nice job.
There we go.
Way to go, Asia.
Slide it. Yeah.
Well, you can't cash it yet. You can't cash it yet. You got to wait till it's official. You got to wait till it's official. It's just going to kick it back out at you. Nice job, Crowder family.
Hey, we hit. We don't know what's going on.
So the 10 won, not the 8?
The 10 nosed out the 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Photo finish.
That was, check.
This is
that was $3.
Some breaking news here. Nothing big. But Andrew Wiggins, not with the Miami Heat as they travel to Philadelphia to play the Sixers tomorrow. So he won't start the 3-game trip. He has a hamstring injury. Duncan didn't travel with the team either. And Kevin Love remains away for personal issues.
We could do headlines here, brought to you by Durrell. Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Durrell Kia.
Yeah, the Heat won last night. They've won 3 straight. I was praising them for finally having some continuity with Wiggins back in the lineup. 34 minutes later, Andrew Wiggins not in the lineup for tomorrow's game.
That's a bummer.
Is Kevin Love a liability?
No, he's not out there. It's neither.
Oh, it's just a wash. Okay, because.
This is the end of his career. I don't know exactly what's transpiring, but this is the end of his career.
I got you. Yeah. I
believe he had a baby not too long ago as well.
So. He made a baby with that gray hair?
He's like 32, 33 years old.
He's 36. Oh, really? He's 36.
36.
Yeah, he shouldn't be making no babies at that age.
I think he did. Pretty sure he did.
No, he shouldn't.
Or his wife did, at least.
So that's not his baby?
This is how rumors start, man. All right, I'm going to run through. There's actually a lot going on ahead of the weekend. The Marlins won last night, walk-off to start their season. The Memphis Grizzlies, they play tonight at 7:10. The Memphis Grizzlies fired their head coach, Taylor Jenkins, today. Despite
Can't say anyone saw that coming.
Yeah. Despite being in the thick of a playoff race for a top four seed in the Western Conference. The Colorado football team has extended Deion Sanders through the 2029 season. And the Heat play tomorrow without Andrew Wiggins, 7:30 against the Sixers. The NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, continues today as well. We've got a bunch of games tonight, and then the Elite Eight begins tomorrow. Crowder's Florida Gators play Texas Tech in the Elite Eight tomorrow at 6.
I got a parlay going tonight. Hawk, you saw it earlier.
You got like an 8-leg parlay, and the first 5 legs are in.
Man, I need Michigan State, Auburn, and Houston to win, and I got a pretty ticket.
I don't like what's going on in the tournament because all the top seeds have won. So then all these buffoons who filled out their brackets and just took the top teams are now gloating like they actually know something about basketball. Hey, oh, you took the favorites in every game. Congrats.
Someone said that I was randomly, you know, you're watching TV, but you're really not watching TV. You're just kind of there and it's, you know, ambient noise. Somebody was saying that he believes the NIL stuff is about to make like the Cinderella stories
obsolete,
like that 16 that's going to get to the Elite Eight. He was like, no, because they have $100,000 to spend on 15 players. And Florida, really, the collective of Florida, you can see how we jumped over 2 years. And he was saying Cinderella stories are going to die with NIL. I just thought about it when you said it, but I kind of agree. Pay a kid $2 million a year, I'm going to get the best players that I can buy.
That would be the logic, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but a school like FAU Hawk might have enough money to go out and get one dominant player, and that player can start.
What you're really hoping for is FAU to find someone who no one else recognized, and he has a breakout season. That'll be your only season that you have him because you're not going to have the money to retain him, but you're hoping that you find someone that, you know, like the Kurt Warner story in the NFL where, no, that guy's nothing, he's nothing, he's nothing, and then all of a sudden he's lighting up college basketball.
And we'll call him Troy Hawkman. Troy Hawkman goes crazy for a year, and now they found a gym. Now Florida comes in and pays him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you almost have to like get lucky.
That's the only way that you could have a Cinderella story, I think, is that Troy Hawkman story.
Yeah, diamond, like a diamond in the rough, but you have him for one season, and then somebody's going to pay to bring him out of that school. Yeah, when he thought about it, I was like, yeah, that Cinderella stuff, I think, is over with NIL.
Tonight, Ole Miss and Michigan State, 7. Kentucky, yeah, Tennessee.
I've been noticing the same thing, too. I've been noticing the same thing. So, W2 Roy is here. And we've got some food. And I said to him, I said, hey, if you want to have a little bit of food, W2 Roy, you're more than welcome to join in. And he has proceeded to knock down, because we're in the middle of a segment, he has proceeded to knock down 15 wings.
So these are all ours or just mine? Everybody's? Watch it.
Watch it, Roy.
Is W2 Roy, he's not working today?
So he's going to – I'll bring him on the air. He said he's very close to having a new job, yeah. W2 Roy.
He got a big one coming up, but right now he's currently not working.
Not currently, but
he got a big one coming.
Due time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's working on – he's got some deals working.
Working on work. Watch it, Crowder.
All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Tonight, it'll be in the 70s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Back live at Gulfstream Park. The $1 million Curlin Florida Derby is tomorrow. Full day of live racing. 14 races on the card. First post, 11:30 a.m. Mandatory Rainbow Pick 6 payout this Sunday. Estimated at $3 million. Pick 6 starts on race 7 at 4:05. Did you cash your winner on the fifth race?
Yes, and my wife was quite upset.
Why?
Because we did win, place, and show. And it was a favorite that we picked.
Oh.
And it was only $2. So she went up, we slid it in, and it was like a $9 ticket. And she was like, why are we slapping hands for $9? And I, like, so now.
And I saw the ticket. It was only $1 to win, place, and show. It was a $3 ticket.
Yeah, and that's what. So now she's learning. So now if you see some of these tickets we have now, Hawk.
You got to step it up a little bit.
I have a $30 here.
Yeah, then now you're talking.
Now we can hit on them.
A lot going on at Gulfstream Park, by the way. You can visit gulfstreampark.com for all the info. The Stanley Cup will be on display here at Ten Palms Saturday, April 5th. So I believe that's next Saturday. And you can come on out. You can see the Stanley Cup. You can grab a delicious bite in Ten Palms, take in the live racing action. A lot going on. Again, you'll see all the info at GulfstreamPark.com.
We just had a conversation during the break because Miami opens this weekend, too. And she was like, hey, we should come back here. And I was like, I thought you wanted to go to the Open. She was like, I think she has the bug now.
Tomorrow is going to be a very, very busy day here at Gulfstream Park. Florida Derby is a big race day.
I think we're Florida Derbying.
All right. Yeah. I like it.
You gave my wife the bug. You ruined me and Asia now.
That's how I work. I work slowly, but with a calculated result.
Thought you wanted to go to the Open tomorrow. No. Let's come back.
We have tickets for the Offspring. I want to give them away here in a sec. Today, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Today happens to be National Something on a Stick Day. And it's a great memory for a lot of our listeners because Solana was prepared several years ago for Something on a Stick. I don't know why, but he was. So I want to get to that. First, I want to give away these tickets for The Offspring. This will be our final pair for the week. The Offspring with Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. They're bringing their supercharged tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in July. It's a Live Nation show. What caller number do you want to give the tickets to? What was your winner? What? Number 10? You want to give it for...
My winner was 10. Let's go 10.
Race 5 at Gulfstream. The winner was number 10.
Yes.
Oh, let's do Tree. Let's pick a winner here for the sixth race. I have a voucher courtesy of Gulfstream Park for $25. Let's pick a winner here for the sixth race. Crowder, Tree, we can ask W2 Roy. Who do you like in the sixth race, W2? We'll share all the winnings with you. I'm going to put $25 to win. Let's hit him over the head on this one. Who do you like, Tree? Coming up in the sixth race here at Gulfstream.
Number 3.
You like number 3?
3.
Number 3 is at 6-1. All right. Hey, W2 Roy, go see if you can find out the name of the number 3 horse in the sixth race. No, I'm not joking. I'm putting you to work. I gave you food. Go to the guy with the program over there. Say, what's the name of the 3 horse in the sixth race? 3 horse, 6 race. Gave him a task.
Man, this is never going to get
done. Is he going to fill out a W-2 for this?
I gave him a task.
He's so hot.
He's like,
ran Roy hot.
Right? He's like, I got to do what? Who do I go see? I tell him to go see the guy with the programs out there. Let's see. Yeah, he found the guy with the programs. No chance he gets this question right,
no.
Right? He's going to come back with, yes, it's a horse.
Number 3. That's what it is. He's the third one.
I got a $25 voucher. So let's do 25 to win.
25
to win. And we'll share it with Roy, W2 Roy, and Tree, and Jimmy, and Solana back in the studio.
6-1?
Yeah, 6-1.
150.
Light Forever is the name.
Oh, what's his name?
Light Forever.
Light, like L-I-G-H-T?
Yes.
All right, let's see what he comes. What'd you come back with? Light Forever? Look at that. You got it right.
My man, Roy.
Here we go. All right. We're going to bet this, Roy. We're going to win some money. You want to win some money? Let's win some money, man. All right. We're going to bet the three horse in the sixth race, 3 minutes till post. Caller number 10 gets the tickets for the offspring. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 10. I'm going to go put this bet in. We'll tell you at 4 o'clock if we're winners. It's going to be the three horse in the sixth race at Gulfstream. It's coming up soon. We're going to put 25 to win on the three. Today, National Something on a Stick Day. This is a great Hockman and Crowder moment. Here's how it sounded.
There's so much stuff in the show sheet that I don't even know what to get to first. On 560, no, on 790, those CBS Sports updates air, and Jim Rome did a funny take. You know, Magic Johnson, he turned 60, and so he released all these top 60 lists, and I don't know when he compiled these, Jim Rome had a great take on this stuff. And then there's another list that Solana included here on the show sheet, which is right in my wheelhouse. Food on a stick survey. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
I don't have it.
Okay. Food on a stick survey. A new survey asked Americans to name their favorite food served on a stick. What do you think the number one food on a stick is?
Popsicle.
Great guess. That is a great guess. And if I had working phone lines, I would go to the phones and have people guess. But we don't.
Corn dog.
Corn dogs.
More people like corn dogs than popsicles?
Popsicles is number two.
See, I got kids, so cake pop popped up in my head.
Cake pop is number six.
Hmm.
Number three is a kebab.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A sucker.
No, not on there.
Suckers ain't on there?
No. Yeah, suckers are lollipops.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I call lollipops.
No, you're right.
Suckers.
No, I knew that. I mean, I didn't see it.
That's
there.
A Midwest thing, though. That's not, you're from the South. That's not a Southern thing, is it?
Suckers? Yeah, I say lollipop, too. Sucker just popped. I say both of them.
Number four, caramel apples.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's on a stick.
Caramel?
No good if it's not on a stick.
Caramel.
Caramel.
We've done this.
I question everything about my career when I've gotten back to how do you pronounce caramel?
Do you mean caramel?
If you were listening earlier, we were talking about, you know, eating hot dogs right out of the package. And Crowder goes, well, this is inarguable. You can. And I go, no, there's nothing that's inarguable, Jack. That's my entire career. Arguing nonsense, most of it. Stuff that shouldn't be argued.
Said it questions every fiber in your body.
My radio fibers are built on arguing anything and everything. For those of you that are new to the show, my right hand to God, Crowder and I, we love to argue. I think it's part of what makes the show fun. And we do this off the air via text. Like, we just like to argue about things. I once played the greatest trick on Channing Crowder that a radio host could ever play. He was in one of these moods where whatever I said, he was going to take the other side. Anything. So I started talking about how his work ethic and his mindset propelled him to a career in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he argued against it. My right hand to God. Am I lying?
No.
He argued against his work ethic and his mindset. Because he just wanted to argue with me.
They're not going to be like me. It's the wrong approach. So you're arguing against yourself? The hell with me.
The top 10 foods on a stick, according to this survey. Corn dogs, 1. Popsicles, 2. Kebabs, 3. Caramel apples, 4. Lollipops, 5. Cake pops, 6. Fruit kebabs, 7. Mm-mm. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
No, that's the ones with the fruit salad on a stick.
But, I mean, where have you seen that?
Nobody eats that anymore.
I mean, sometimes you'll get, like, an edible arrangement. And
that's what it is,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like a pineapple
cheesecake
on a stick.
Cheesecake is 8. What?
sticked cheesecake?
Who the hell's eating cheesecake on a stick?
Isn't that cake pop?
But, I mean, it's never cheesecake, though.
Mm-mm.
Pie pops are number 9.
Pie pop.
What the hell's a pie pop?
That's nothing. It's nothing. There's no such thing as pie pop.
And number 10.
If it comes after pie pop.
Did you make this list up?
He made it up.
Did you make this up or did you get it somewhere?
No, I got it somewhere.
Number 10.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even look at this before I started reading.
I don't even know what it is.
Number 10 is other foods on a stick.
Come on, man. You can't make a list. The last one is everything else.
Other foods on a stick, whatever they may be.
You're ridiculous. That's why we never heard of pop-pop. And pie is mushy.
You made that up. Did you make that up?
No, I swear I didn't. I swear.
Get you. Like a frozen banana. That's on a stick.
They
like
there's at the gas station.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm sorry. Pie pops.
Pop.
And topped only by other foods on sticks, whatever they may be.
Silly.
What else can you put on a stick?
I mean, you go to the South Florida Fair, just about anything.
Yeah, they have pretzels. They have those churros on
sticks. Churros, yeah.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No churro on a stick.
I think they do.
Yeah, and you pure churro it on a stick, and then you stick it down in chocolate or something.
Churro?
I call it churro.
That was my first Spanish textbook when I started studying it in middle school. Churros y chocolate was the name of the textbook. Next textbook was called Other Foods on Sticks, whatever they may be.
Churro Chocolate. That was a child's book.
Churros y Chocolate.
That was a children's book.
That was my middle school Spanish book.
No churros on a stick, bro.
Churros. There's no pie on a stick, and there's no...
Pie pops.
Cheesecake on a stick.
Does corn count?
Because it's never on a stick, though, is it? Oh, you know what? It is. Corn on the cob. You get that on the at like the South Florida Fair, the Miami-Dade Youth Fair, or whatever.
I cut my corn, so I don't know.
Hey, man. I don't know when. Am I in trouble or I'm slow? When did this damn Mexican street corn blow up?
That's the hot new thing, man. Remember, avocados came in, and then all of a sudden, it was avocado everything. The pumpkin spice thing we learned today, they're doing pumpkin spice Spam or whatever. Mexican street corn is the hot thing right now.
Because I'm usually behind on all the trends. So when this stuff started popping up with that sauce on it, and one place I went had fried coconut crumbles and stuff. Man, it is amazing.
Mexican street corn. That is the thing right now. All right, we got to take a break. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was delightful, Solana. I don't know if you're responsible for that or not, but that was that ending shocked me more than The Departed.
Really?
I was blown away by the ending there. Other foods on sticks, whatever they may be.
Top 9 and 10 is everything else? I don't think you get lists, Solana.
That's great.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Hawk and Crowder.